Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, folks. It is No Filter Friday, June 13th, 2025. Got a great show lined up for you today. Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News and Sports Director, NWWL.com, LSU columnist, joins us. The Tigers are in the College World Series, as you all know. They start out by playing Arkansas, right? An SEC opponent. It'll be at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Everyone is talking about this big game, and we'll find out from Jeff the latest as the Tigers are in Omaha now, prepping for that game. To start the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, who now is the holder of keys to the jail. There's an individual who has forwarded those to him, one that was terminated from the sheriff's office, saying that he left his employ. No one ever asked him for any of the property back. He still had keys to the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office jail facility. We'll find out more about that and what's going on. And I'll remind you that in yesterday's monologue, I said it's time to move on from this chapter of Susan Hudson serving as sheriff for the Parish of Orleans. She needs to resign. It's going to get uglier by the day. There hasn't been a positive piece of news come out of that organization since the jailbreak. And even before that, she's been under the thumb of the federal magistrate, the overseers in that consent decree, and not a lot of improvement. And obviously what happened here in this escape with classification, the fact that they're not conducting shakedowns, the cell that was actually utilized in order to gain escape was actually a storage cell, wasn't being used, and the inmates had access to it. Go figure. How's that work? You would think that would be on lockdown, but, you know, the locks are broken, so you can't have lockdown. They had all kinds of requests for repairs to be done. Did they do them? No. Why? They believe that it was somebody else's obligation. Whose obligation is it to keep the public safe? Whose obligation is it to keep the inmates behind the bars? Whose obligation is it to maintain custody and control of these inmates? Let's figure that one out. At 11:30, Brian Krantz, owner and breeder and former owner of the fairgrounds, will get his perspective as to what is shaking out with Churchill Downs, the racetrack owner, saying that they want to give up their license because of certain things that are going on relative to gaming, and asking for a direct line of revenue from you, the taxpayers, to them. About $20 million a year. And whether or not that was something that could pass this legislative body, I don't think so. It seems to me that legislative bodies across the country are looking long and hard at a whole bunch of sports franchises that are looking for public dollars in order to make things work for them financially. And whether or not that is money well spent. And I guess that issue will continue to be kind of a thorn in the side of taxpayers and legislative bodies. And we'll talk about the future of horse racing. What does it mean? How much more? It's changing fast. Does this ever end? Be interesting conversation. Jason Wagensback joins us, president of Film Louisiana, as it relates to film credits, tax credits. And we'll talk about the bill that passed and that the governor, Jeff Landry, actually signed, which is good news for the film industry. There's a lot going on late last night. Well, not so late last night, but Israel bombed Iran. A number of the nuclear processing facilities were the immediate targets. I suspect that there will be a continuation of that bombing. The Iranians have retaliated and answered the call, and it's going to be interesting to see where this goes from here. As we get more information, we'll probably talk about this in a more robust way on Monday, once we're able to get our hands around a lot of this information. Some of it is still not verified, but it is true that the Israelis have bombed Iran in the hopes of impeding and destroying their nuclear weapon capability. They said that they've developed enough high-grade plutonium to actually support the manufacture of 9 atomic bombs. So disconcerting, obviously, and we'll see where this ends up. Also yesterday, a tragic situation with Democratic Senator Alex Padilla from California. So the way that this goes down is that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in L.A. Reviewing what was happening there. A lot of controversy over whether or not Donald Trump has the constitutional authority to call out National Guard troops as well as federal military troops to support the ICE operations that are going on in California. They're getting a lot of pushback from California political leaders, mayors, state senators, state legislators, the governor and others, and people out on the street throwing rocks, burning cars, things of that nature. So she was out there to have eyes on these operations out there. And at some point in time during a press conference, this U.S. Senator Alex Padilla decides that he is going to storm in and start yelling and screaming questions while the secretary was still handling the press conference. They were not at the Q&A point in time in the press conference, and that he, I guess, believes that as a U.S. senator, he has the right to enter any federal building at any time and object and or confront any executive branch member because he's a U.S. senator. He's Superman. He's got superpowers, and he's not like anybody else, and therefore he can't be held accountable. And, of course, that's the storyline that's inside the Beltway now. The Democrats are making a big thing about it because the FBI agents as well as DHS agents grabbed him, probably most of them having no idea who this guy is. I know that Senator Padilla thinks he's world known. The vast majority of public employees don't have a clue as to who he is. And it didn't matter because he's presenting a threat, and that threat needs to be eliminated. So they grabbed hold of him and escorted him out of the building. He pushed and shoved. They pushed and shoved. They ultimately bring him down to the ground, get his hands behind his back, and handcuff him. Now, I know there are letters saying, I'm shocked. A U.S. senator? Well, why should you be? How do you think you would be handled? How do you think I would be handled? other law enforcement agents that walked in plain clothes and weren't ever properly identified, doing the same thing, how do you think they would be handled? They would be thrown to the ground, placed on their stomach, arms behind their back, and handcuffed. This is not what you do. This is a complete exhibit of a lack of temperament, no respect, no decorum, just political theater. Trying to make points because the Democrats are upside down on this issue at the present time. So they're trying to flip the script. They're trying to make it seem is that this whole situation is an authoritarian situation that's playing out by the Trump administration. And so they're trying to create this drama, this scene. And of course, he had the media waiting outside and he addressed the media. And if they would treat me, a U.S. senator, like this, what do you think they're doing to the guy that's picking avocados? Or the woman that's changing sheets on your bed? Or taking care of your kids? Or washing your dishes? Very demeaning, right? That's all that they do? Whether illegal, legal, or otherwise? I suspect not. But this is part of the mantra of the Democratic Party. What would they do? Well, they would do exactly what they did to you, Senator. And if they conducted themselves in the same fashion that you conducted yourself in confronting these officers, that's how it works. Every day in the street, I don't see you going to the mic on the floor of the Senate each and every day for the entire time that you've served there complaining about anybody else being handled in that fashion when they threaten law enforcement. Hell, I don't even hear you complaining when they strike law enforcement, when they spit on law enforcement, when they kick law enforcement. And in this particular case, you haven't been looking at the video. You haven't seen what's actually been going on. You haven't been listening to local leaders about what they're actually saying about what's happening on the streets of L.A. I get that all the while they're trying to temper some of their comments because it's not politically popular for them. It's a breakdown in the rule of law, an ordered and structured society, one that our laws are based on customs, for the most part, on how we interact as a public with one another, and the showing of respect. There's little. And what should we expect when we see a U.S. senator do what you did? Do you really believe that that play acting that you engaged in was going to make anything better? Is that what you truly believed? Or maybe you get more hits and your face would appear on Facebook or X or TikTok or whatever a little more. And maybe it would bring some political capital to you. All worth it, I guess, right? In the end, do we have any sense of what's actually happening out there? Do you get any sense that there might be a little bit of a time bomb going on out there? And your antics, you believe, is going to work for the best interest of your constituency? By doing that? That you are going to be the assumed leader? The new Superman? Representing those down and out in Beverly Hills? I could promise you this is all the machinations going on in these feeble little minds of these elected leaders that are engaged in this political theater. Interestingly, not 15 minutes after this incident, he sat down with Secretary Kristi Noem for about 15 minutes. And she said, appropriately so, I'm in your state. I would have very much loved to have sat down with you. Had you asked for a meeting, I asked for a meeting with Karen Bass and the governor, Newsom. They did not respond back. They didn't want to meet. but if you wanted to meet, all you had to do was reach out. But you see, that wasn't part of the Democrats' script, right? They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to have a debate on the issue where each individual has their own life experiences and their own belief system as to what is the best way to handle this. And let us just forget about what's in the background. It's something called U.S. laws, right? The ones that need to be reformed. Because what's happening is we're enforcing U.S. laws. We don't like those. We don't like the way that that's happening. We don't like the authority that Congress gave to ICE and others in the enforcement of ICE. And that's why we need reformation. And we really keep saying that, trying to BS the public into believing that things are going to get better if we have more lax enforcement. Didn't we try that for 4 years? Does anybody really believe that today that we're in a better shape from an immigration perspective than we've ever been in the history of this country after somewhere between 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 million illegals came across the border? Do people really believe that? All of the stories of overwhelmed schools, overwhelmed hospitals, overwhelmed social services, states upside down from on a budgetary standpoint because they were trying to finance the care and custody of these individuals, renting hotels, giving out cell phones, paying for their medical costs and everything else. This is why you have an ordered and structured immigration policy, is to prevent that. But we don't talk about that. We need reformation. We need to reward those that have leveraged themselves and taken advantage of the lackadaisical approach that we have taken to immigration enforcement at the border for the last 4 years, and we want to make sure and ensure that we create a path to citizenship for those that basically snubbed our laws, that broke our laws. You've heard me say this before. I don't know what the big hang-up is here. Their classification as a criminal is because they violated a law. Every person who crosses the border has committed a federal offense. I've said that at least 1,000 times. Why is it that we have trouble accepting that? If you come home and someone is swimming in your swimming pool without your authority, they are trespassing. They have violated a criminal statute. They are a criminal. What do? You call the police. The police come out and remove that individual if they don't leave upon your request. Why? Because they don't have the right to be in your swimming pool. The same right that they don't have to be in our country. Why is this so hard to understand? It's amazing that we don't think twice about engaging enforcement in a situation like that. You leave your house to go to work and there's someone sitting in your car. They may not be stealing your car, but they're sitting in your car. Maybe they're sleeping in your car. What is the first thing that you do? You call the police because you did not give them the authority to sit in your car. It's your car. It belongs to you. The boundaries have been set. You are the owner. The same way that the taxpaying citizens are the owners of this country. And it's why we have laws. We get to decide who comes in and who doesn't. And we get to set up all kinds of criteria by which we judge people. I know for some that that seems harsh, but you get judged every day. You don't get to just do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. When it's infringing on other people's rights, you are judged. And the fact that a U.S. senator, one who's a very educated man, an articulate man, would engage in this political theater, all the while thinking that he's bringing something, a contribution to this, that's going to be productive, is idiotic. We've lost our minds. What do you think would happen if he was the chairman of a U.S. congressional committee? And you or I or maybe Kristi Noem would just run into that committee demanding to testify, demanding to be heard at this particular moment, because what we had to say, and the fact that we're the center of the universe, is more important than anything else going on. Let's ponder that for a moment. What do you think would happen? Well, you know what would happen. You would be grabbed by the Capitol Police. You would be escorted. If you resisted in any fashion, guess where you're going to end up. You got it, on the floor, with your hands behind your back and handcuffs, and escorted to a place where you will be debriefed, and Kristi Noem will be screaming at the top of her lungs, "Oh, I'm the secretary to DHS. So what? That doesn't give you the authority to go in and totally disrupt a U.S. congressional hearing. And if you believe that it does, you are the same idiot that Senator Padilla is. It doesn't matter what the cause is. Let us not get caught up in that discussion. We know better. Since when are there no boundaries for our elected officials? Is that truly what you want? To elect people that have no boundaries? None? They can come into your home unannounced, uninvited. They're a U.S. senator. So what?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jason Wagensback, president of Film Louisiana. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Thanks for having me today.
So, Jason, kind of the way this started out as it related to this industry and tax credits, it wasn't as promising, I guess was one way of saying it, but it looks like in the end things came together and looks like things worked out.
I think you're referring to our special session we were in last year when you say as promising, and the mere fact that, you know, last special session, the governor was really looking to implement a more pro-business opportunities here in the state of Louisiana. And one of his things that he had on his docket was to take away all tax incentive programs, and film was one of those. But in the end, we ended up being one of three out of 200 that ended up staying in place, mostly to the fact that the film industry is so beloved by the state of Louisiana. And you're absolutely right. We went in this fiscal session and we worked on both sides of the House, both sides of the legislative body, the House and the Senate, as well as with Secretary Susan Bourgeois and several of the unions to really make a really promising, more competitive opportunity for projects to look at Louisiana again.
Well, Jason, I'm one that doesn't believe that things happen just by accident. You have to make it happen. And from my perspective, I think that y'all were able to provide the empirical data, the ROI, so to speak, the return on investment, to show that this was a smart thing to do.
100%. I appreciate you pointing that out, because you're right. This doesn't happen for a reason, and it doesn't go without a lot of work and input. And we've been working on this for well over a decade with legislation, educating politicians on what it means for the film industry to be here in the state of Louisiana and for us to invest in it. And that investment every year for every dollar that has come out has brought in $6.12 to the local community. You know, and at our peak in 21 and 22, we had almost $1 billion in sales here to the state of Louisiana, and 350 million of that was directly to Louisiana local payroll, where residents were taking advantage of the opportunity for high-paying jobs that the industry provides.
Yes, and I just Tommy Tucker asked me to pass on that he wants to continue to get his $3.50 a month check if he wants to make sure that you continue to protect that on his behalf.
100%. 100%, Tommy. I've got you. We're working on the next movie deal for you, buddy.
But all kidding aside, there were a couple of differences, too. The LED going to be taking a more proactive role in this process, and I think that's a good thing.
I agree. Look, you know, LED has really been pushing the opportunity to be more flexible in the program throughout LED, not just in the film industry, but for all of the opportunities they're pushing forward. I mean, look at all these huge wins with Meta and with the aluminum factories and the ammonium factories, and it seems like there's a new $1 billion investment coming to the state, you know, each month. And I really applaud them for doing such a great job of moving and shaking those opportunities for us here in the state of Louisiana. And now it gives that for the film industry as well. And they now have the flexibility to go to some of the major studios and say, hey, if you're going to come spend $100 million a year and you want to come and set up shop here for long term, let's talk about how we can make that advantageous for you, just like they're doing with some of the other industries. And so we're really excited about that. And we're really looking forward to those opportunities to really flourish here very soon.
Is it safe to say that the film industry is kind of at a crossroads right now? There's, the traditional way of doing things, it's a little unsettled, and this may be the best time to make a push.
I can't agree more, and you're right. We do have some interesting times in the industry. The last couple of years, we've seen things slow down quite a bit. We've seen a lot of production go overseas. We're starting to see the federal government get involved in finding ways of making more opportunities here domestically for projects to flourish in the United States, not just in Louisiana. But what's interesting is you've brought up a good point. We're changing. Technology is rapidly changing in our industry. And a lot of people are looking at it in a sort of a knee-jerk reaction of, wow, it's going to potentially take away a lot of projects. And then there's the other, on the other side, like myself, that's looking at it and saying, no, it's going to increase the amount of content we're going to create. It's going to make it more efficient and faster and better for us to create and tell beautiful stories. And Louisianians, man, we have some great stories, and we are really looking forward to our storytellers here shining through to tell those here in the state of Louisiana.
I mean, you know, when we just get down to the base level of this issue, I think you would agree. There have been distressed returns on investment in the film industry. And as you become more efficient, you're able to deliver product in a much more efficient, quicker fashion. It makes it a lot easier to make your money back. They've had a lot of, they may have had more failed films in the last 15 years than they had in the previous 30, right?
Well, really, it comes down to how you look at the distribution of these projects. And so when major studios decided, we're going to look at what is streaming become in how we distribute film. And they did that, you know, 6-7 years ago, with obviously Netflix being the first one well before that, and then Disney coming on board, and then Amazon coming on board. And then all of a sudden COVID hit. And when COVID hit, everybody really kind of threw their hands up in the air and said, oh no, we can't go to the movies anymore. How are we going to push this content out? And so everybody raced to the streaming wars to become the next best streamer, to allow for their content to flow through and more easily to the audiences. And so right now, you're starting to see sort of that ebb and flow of what is the business mean? How do the revenues come in? Where do the profits come from? And so you are correct in the fact that they haven't had as much success, or I'd say over the last 5 years, than they have in the previous. And it's mostly because how we get it to the audiences. Are they going to go into those black boxes and enjoy being told that beautiful story? Or are they going to want to sit at home? And they can't quite figure out how to get the advertising, the sponsorship, and the distribution dollars together. And they're really are starting to figure that out now. You're starting to see a lot more mergers that are happening. And you're going to really, really have a better understanding of where we're going to go in the next couple of years and how distribution is going to be laid out.
The viewing audience, how would you characterize them? They're somewhat fickle in my view, right? They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. You never know.
I don't know. I just had a bunch of students come into my office the other day, and I ask this question a lot when I get the opportunity, and it is, you know, where do you get your content? And a lot of them say TikTok and, you know, Instagram, and it takes me to my streaming app that I wanted to end up watching, whether it's on Netflix or Tubi. And then I ask the question, how many of y'all are still watching films in the theater? And half of them still raise their hand. And so you're still mm-hmm. going to have the opportunity to go to the movies and watch a beautiful picture. I watched one last night. I watched How to Train Your Dragon with my kids last night. It was fantastic, you know? And so you're still going to want that experience. But we do have so much content out there, and most of it is coming through in short form, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Snapchat, whether it's on all these apps that are distributing the content. It's still, though, going to mean the most when you can tell the best story. The best stories will always hit. And we are in a time where, just as I said, the profits and the revenues are really kind of faltering a bit, and you're not investing in great creators again. But now creators are shining through in an independent way, and you're going to really start to see better stories come out sooner than later.
I certainly hope so, because I was one that always loved going to the theater, right? And always knew all the latest films that were coming out. And it's amazing, you know, as I do my research and prep for the show hours on end each and every day, I find films that have been out for 2 or 3 years that I'd never heard of, you know, and they're acclaimed films. And it's interesting, and I'm like, where have I been? Why did I not hear about this? But I think it kind of highlights what you had said earlier. They're struggling, trying to figure out in the distribution. That was part of that distribution matrix, right, is to advertise these films coming out. You'd see it on TV, such and such film, coming to a theater near you. You don't see that as much as you once did.
Well, because you don't, linear TV is dying. I think we all know that a lot of people have cut the cord, you know, within the last 5 years, and people are going towards the internet a lot more, whether it's, you know, your app that you're getting your television or your live TV on, or it's just you going directly to a specific studio or a specific content creator. And so you're right. How do I advertise all of the content I'm creating to the specific audiences I'm trying to get it to? And if you are the type of person who's only watching television, or I or my kids are the only type of people that are just on the internet, then we have two different forms of pushing that advertising and pushing those opportunities to see those stories, and it just becomes diluted a bit more. And so things fall through the cracks. I may have never heard of that, or somebody, you know, is talking about it at a dinner, and you're like, man, I need to watch that movie. And so it becomes a different type of advertising and how we actually get our stories out to our audiences. So it's a good and a bad. It's a bad because I might not be able to get the larger sales right off the bat. It's a good because there's still great stories out there, and it has more of a longer tail that gets to people in a longer amount of time.
One of the things that I like about the film industry being in Louisiana is that as we struggle here, and we are, population loss and things of that nature, that the more scenes of Louisiana that we can put in people's minds and have them see it in film and experience it and further talk about it, I don't think we could buy that, right? I don't think it's available to be purchased, that type of advertising in an indirect way and in a direct way that we could ultimately reap the benefit of. But with film, it's something really, really special.
I 100% agree. Look, we've had 6 Oscar winners come from the state of Louisiana. We have time and time again stories that are set here in Louisiana with Louisiana characters. And that type of brand and that type of notoriety goes a very long way. We've been doing our own little internal studies at Film Louisiana on what's the ad equivalency of a movie like Haunted Mansion that came out 2 years ago. And we started to look through that, and the mere fact that you had to pay $40 million to get that amount of marketing for the state of Louisiana from what Disney pushed, because Haunted Mansion was a New Orleans set movie. You know, NCIS New Orleans, Treme, things that really tell true, rich Louisiana stories are things that are going to resonate with people far beyond our borders and allow for those opportunities for them to want to come here, see through tourism, spend their money here, and potentially connect with our communities. And so those things, I think, are priceless.
Uber driver in Croatia just last week asked me about hunting alligators. And when I said chew them, he knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. It may not be what we want to be known for, but they know about alligators in Louisiana for sure. Jason Wagensmack, thank you so much for joining us, president of the Film Louisiana. Congratulations on getting these bills through the state legislature.
Thanks for having me, Newell. You all have a great day, and happy Father's Day coming up to you, sir. Same
to you, my friend. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're going to try and get some context as to what's going on with Churchill Downs organization and their ownership of the New Orleans Fairgrounds. And, you know, how far does this go? The business model of horse racing, is it in a position to be able to support itself? What we're hearing is that maybe not. It requires video poker, gaming of other types. There's OTB parlors around the state of Louisiana. They have become somewhat mini casinos. And what we're learning today is that, you know, they're upset because the video poker parlors are getting an extra machine. The truck stops are getting an extra machine. The restaurants are getting an extra machine. A lot of that revenue is down. It's not up. And I don't know that an extra machine is going to change the course of that. So what's next? If the revenues from those other opportunities are not able to support horse racing, it seems as though that they have previewed what they desire, a direct revenue source from you, from taxpayers. And I think there needs to be a robust discussion as to whether or not this is a path that we desire to go down. Because what they were looking for, I think, was a $20 million funding from the state to them. And many of the legislators were saying that they don't believe that this legislative body has the appetite to do so. I would agree with them. Nor do I believe that the public has the appetite to give tax dollars to horse racing. It has historically, in one shape, form, or other, through these exotic financing schemes that we've involved ourselves in the state of Louisiana. But as more and more people are pressed for health care, more and more people are pressed for trying to find higher-paying jobs, more and more people are distressed, more and more of our economy is under fire, I just don't see a willingness to do this. And how far do we go? 20 million this year, 30 million next, 40 after that? I mean, where does it end? What is the strategic plan? How is the financing of this sporting activity going to ultimately play itself out? We've gone through many, many iterations thus far in trying to save that industry. And I'm not saying we should just abandon it, but I think we need to have more robust conversations about the future of this and how this is ultimately going to work before we start making these types of decisions. Because I don't know about you, but you get a little this year, get a little more next year. 5 years down the road, we find out that we're into the industry for $75, $80, $90, $100 million before we know it. How many times has that happened? a lot. You know, and then a lot of folks are saying, well, we need to have them open their books. That would be nice, especially if we are going to be subsidizing them. But you're not going to find many sports teams willing to open their books and be subject to criticism by the general public. I've not seen it happen that often. In fact, I've not seen it happen at all. So we find ourselves in this predicament, this friction about whether or not there's really a return on the investment for us and whether or not it helps make sure that we're not going to have a tax increase. So we're going to try and explore these things with Matt Willard, Louisiana State Representative from District 97, as well as Brian Krantz, former owner, breeder, and of the fairgrounds when in the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.